Day I-4 DRS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net control tonight is KI-4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right queue portion. This is KI-4DOS. I'm calling the net tonight for WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. He's a little under the weather tonight. He asked me if I'd call the net for him, and I told him that I would. I'd like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. And I've already got Matt, WG4MC, listed as a telephone relay. And now I'll go through the pre-net check-ins, the people that checked in on the pre-nets on the computer. Like I say, good evening, K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over in Greer. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up there in Asheville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down in Punta Gorda, Florida. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's over there in Inman. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And KD4HEY, Mr. Jim, he's down in Piedmont. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don over in Bowling Springs. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And JN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And I hope all these folks are doing well. All these folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, we really do appreciate that. We'll go over now to the Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Good evening, Gary, and everybody on the CN Kilo Oscar 4, November 4 NUE, and my wife, Kilo Oscar Yaha. KOP Mountains at Fort Carson, Colorado tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
This is KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. Miss Anna, they're over there in Colorado tonight. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello. And I hope y'all have a safe trip out to Colorado and back this way. Y'all be safe and have a great time. That's all the Echo Links I got, folks. So we'll go over to the RF check-in portion of the net now. We'll start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill, it copy. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Control please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. That's KN4RDE. This is Greg. We're on a mobile, and we're in Easley this evening. We negative and negative, 7-3.
Now, 4, DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Wayne, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Good signal in the repeater from Cowpens today. I hope you are doing well there, Bill. And then we've got KN4RDE, Mr. Greg. He's out there on the mobile over here at Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. You be careful out there on the mobile. I appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And, of course, my brother, Randall, by telephone relay. N9TEC in Nashville, and my youngest brother Charlie, KF4GGF. He's in Goose Creek. And tell Miss Joyce we said hello and hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
KC4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. And then Larry brings along his brothers, N9TE for Nashville, and KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie. He's down there in Goose Creek. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And give our best to Randall and Charlie. Let's see. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good to hear you again, sir. Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. She's at work tonight. Gary, I'm home in Chesney. Check us in and out, sir. 73 to you, Miss Joey, and everybody on the net.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on net.
DOS. Joy and everyone on the net, please check in at 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville at the moment. No traffic, no table.
Check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. Negative or negative?
Net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4UHF. That's Mr. Jamie and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN. Miss Sabrina. That's Eric Chesney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's in Greenville tonight for the moment. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. You be careful on your trip tonight. And please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I reach you, Gary. I think you got me and Jack mixed up. I'm Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Jack is Uniform Hotel Foxtrot.
I guess I did, Jamie. But I had it written down right. I had UHX up on my list there. I don't know what I was thinking about. I hadn't heard Jack in a while, but thanks for coming in there and correcting me. No problems there whatsoever.
All right, Gary. I figured it was a misspeak, but y'all have a good one. Good to hear you. Take care. KJ4UHX.
The call sign's running through my head. I think I know too many people sometimes, but that's not true. I just enjoy knowing each and every one of you out there. I do get confused every once in a while, and that's, I appreciate the correction. But I had it written down right, but I just reread it wrong, I guess. I guess maybe I was thinking about that. But anyway, Jamie, I'll take care up there in Chesney, and again, tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. Alrighty, additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
We're DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo Serena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. And good talking to you for a change. I talked to you pretty little bad every Wednesday, but thanks for you coming in there and checking y'all in tonight. Also, like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's go over here. I got an Echo Link station up. Let's grab these Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, good evening, Gary. This is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Bravo Bravo. That's KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm down the hill from y'all in Martinez, Georgia. Hope everything's doing okay up there. I heard y'all had a bunch of rain. Be back to net.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4WBB, Mr. Steve, down there in Martinez, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hadn't heard you on 2 meters in a long time. Hope you are doing well. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And I hear you once in a while on the sideband net, but I hadn't heard you on the sideband net much lately. So maybe you need to get back on the radios. I don't know. But I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. And good hearing you on the air again. Let's see here. Where was I? Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Echo Zoo Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. And Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. And thank you for everything today.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. is W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
DOS. Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And it was my pleasure today. Patrick really enjoyed it. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And W4FHJ, Master Gene, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And K4HNR, Master Connor, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We're up now to the India Through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, live up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, since 73 is for each one of you.
4DOS. This is going to be Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima, KO4KCL, Barrett and Clemson, I'll be in and out.
4DOS.
They say, let's have the man on the mountain have his say. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little chat. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet to Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Flex, say good evening. KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KO4KCL, Mr. Barry, down there in Clemson. Barry, did I get all that right?
Affirmative, Barrett. B-A-R-R-E, Barrett, Clemson.
Got that down. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night at 9 p.m., different net controllers. If you get the time and the opportunity, come back and check in with us as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I got you down for some comments. And I'll be back to you in just a little bit. Hope all of y'all are doing well over there. And then we've got KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in the big metropolis of Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Duncan, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on the log so far, so we do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For the patient group on a Thursday night, which is Mike through Papaya, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. W4NTQ, Eddie Simpsonville. I just be hanging around till all the callers are going to take care of.
For DOS.
Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. That's KQ4NLU. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. WT3M, that's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, that last station, he brought the repeater up, but that was about it. I got one little part of a transmission that you're not on your X. You need to move around a little bit if you can, so find a better X. But don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to keep trying so we get you in the log here. Now, I'd like to say good evening to W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4NLU, Mr. Ken, he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well. And WT3M, that's Mr. David down there in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. This is Robert and Tima. Be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4OAS. Mr. Robert down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. That's not your normal signal there, young man. You're normally booming in here, but we got you in the log. Thanks for taking the time to be with us tonight, and hope you are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Quebec 4, November, Hotel Bravo, this is Dan Greenwell. Copy this time, sir.
KQ4NHB over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. I don't know. Conditions must be changing awfully bad out there with the rain coming in. Because some of the stations normally boom in here tonight are a little bit crazy. But we got you in the log, Danny. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us, okay? Stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Before Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No comments, no traffic. I'm monitoring. Over.
KI4DOS. Obviously, I got stepped on trying to call in my normal alphabetical group.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you continue on your road to recovery from your surgery. And then we've got KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, sorry you got stepped on earlier in your group, but we still got you in the log there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us, and I hope you are doing well. And folks, Steve, KG4WPB down in Martinez, sent me a message via Echo Link here. And it said we had a solar flare tonight about 6 p.m. and it made a bunch of noise on HF. So that could be part of the problems we're having for propagation tonight. I don't know that that's that for a fact, but it could be. But I thought I'd pass that information along to you from Mr. Steve. Alrighty, additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks out there that checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag jig portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Don't have but one rag chewer listed, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, you got a clean, shiny, dry stump. What have you and Miss Donna been up to?
For DOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, it'll be clean and dry for a little while. You know, this morning, I have to keep an eye on the weather, especially the wind, because I have a patio umbrella that wants to fly away and do damage. This has happened before. And so when it's windy, I put it down, and it was a bit windy. So folded it up, put it down, secured it and everything. And now it's over. So I reversed that process. You just can't depend on anything, can you? Oh, well, gracious. Before we get a little too far along, I wanted to thank you for picking up the net tonight. I know you did it just last night. This is extra effort, and all of us appreciate that. I just didn't want it to go without somebody saying so. Been a marvelous day. Lost something and found it. The details aren't important, but I'm exceedingly happy when that happens these days, when I find something. KK4JBQ.
Hey, first off, let me say thank you. I really appreciate you saying that, and it means a lot to me. But I enjoy calling the net, and somebody needs some help, you know, I don't mind pitching in and, you know, helping out when I can. Matt's not feeling well, and he's a little under the weather, and he asked me if I'd pick it up for him, and I told him no problem. So, you know, that kind of helps Dave out a little bit as a net manager. He don't have to sit there and cover the net if somebody doesn't show up. So it works out in more ways than one. But had I not been here, and Matt hadn't been here, Dave, you know, we're going to keep the net going as best we can. Hopefully we'll keep it going, you know. I guess more folks, some of these younger folks involved in it, and get them in here behind as a net controller, and let them see how much fun it is. And they may not want to give it up either. So it's a lot of fun. But let's say your patio umbrella. I would imagine that if that thing took flight. And I don't know what kind of pole it's on, you know, if it's a wooden pole or a metal pole or whatnot, but if the wind was to catch it just right and sling it around, it could probably do some substantial damage. And so we don't want that to happen. I hope you got that all taken care of. You said you did, so I'm sure you did. And that sort of thing. But, oh gosh, you know, finding something and losing it. My problem is, Larry, now sometimes I'll go into a room, you know, I'll be in the living room and I'll come in the radio room here, you know, in the ham shack, and I'll come in here for something specific. And from the time I get out of my recliner and get in here in the ham shack, I can't remember what I came in here after. And then I'll go back in there and sit back down and remember what it was and have to get up and come back in here again to get it.
Goodness, I am so well acquainted with that. And it is a phenomenon of our age group, I suppose. And everybody who's fortunate to reach this milestone of age will deal with whatever comes. And I'm no different, and you're no different, and we can just be glad, I am, every day when I wake up. Glad that we're still here on this side of the dirt. I think I heard you say that once. Oh, by the way, I know a lot of people have not heard this. and for the benefit of those folks who have not heard what Donna said, my wife Donna, when she first heard you call the net. Now, you know what's coming. Maybe a lot of people do, but just because not everyone's been around for a very long time, my wife said, now that man is a gentleman. It's just the way he conducts himself and how he says what he says. I have to agree, and I don't mind sharing that esteemed position with you. But I'm just her husband. KK4JBQ.
Again, I tell Miss Donna, I said thank you very much for that compliment. The only problem is she doesn't know me very well, I guess. I'm just kidding there, I hope. But I'm glad that she feels that way about me. It means a whole lot. It really does. But, you know, we're talking about our age group. And I made the statement, being on this side of the dirt, well, you know, would you rather be standing on top of the dirt or have it in your face? You know, I think I'd rather be on this side. And, oh, gosh, I'm just so thankful to be here. It's not, I can't tell you enough how thankful I am for that alone. As you well know, you know, I had a little incident last March, the 28th, and if it hadn't been for that 450-pound gorilla that jumped up and down on me, I probably might not be here. But his name was Dietrich, and a very, very wonderful young man with the paramedic training and all of that, and he and his crew took care of me, and I got me over there where I needed to be, and the doctors did their thing. So I'm still here. You know, there's a reason I'm still here. I don't really know what it is yet. The man upstairs ain't ready for me to come home yet, Larry. He's got something else for me to do. And one of these days, maybe he'll say, hey, this is what I left you down there to do.
I have the same notion. Absolutely the same notion. And if I'm around here as long as Eddie, and Eddie, if you're still listening, I'm talking about you. Eddie is 99 years old, and we're all rooting for him to cross the 100 mark. Blessing on you, Eddie. He's been a ham for 75 years, and maybe he's in that club also. We don't know why we're still here. But I keep looking. I have been in one spot in my life when the Spirit spoke to me and told me what to say. And it's unmistakable now, and I can't think of it any other way. So if you've ever been an instrument yourself, you know, maybe to be that way again, you just need to tune up a little bit. I don't know. Most instruments are that way. They sound better when they're in tune. Well, there we are. Oh, I've got a amateur radio-related question. Kind of unusual, isn't it? I have a mobile Kenwood in my shack that I use regularly on 2 meters. And the curly cable that goes to the microphone, you know, the curly one, that came with the radio. It was intended to be used in the automobile, being a mobile. I say all that because I am having a problem with the curly part. It, I suppose, in the car, it got baked. You know, we have hot summers here. And the sunshine coming through the window of the car, the glass, makes it even hotter, I suppose. Anyway, it's starting to crack and fray. And I'm just afraid that it's going to let loose one day, and I won't. So anyway, I wonder if you've ever had that issue and how you, short of replacing the cable, the cord, it's fine otherwise. As you can hear, it's fine. Right now it's just a cosmetic thing, but it'll get worse. I thought of electrical tape, I don't know. What do you say, Gary?
Comment?
Go ahead, Harry.
It's KC4EZN. Something I saw, Larry, and I have not... Well, actually, I have done it on a short thing. You can buy a jar of liquid that was intended for you to dip your pliers, the handle of your pliers in to insulate them. And 4 years old, but the article, basically the person took some of this frog tape stuff and taped up the connector ends of that cable and then dipped the whole cable in that dry liquid and then hung it up and, you know, stretched it out so that the coils weren't stuck together and let it dry. And I've done that on a short cable, and again, it's not a permanent fix, but short of, you know, applying and looking for one, give that some thought, and if you give it a try, come back and tell us how it really worked. I've got several old radios here that are approaching that point. I haven't tried that yet on a long one, but I have done it on a small one, and it's not a bad fix. Back to Ned, KC4EZN.
Thank you for that recommendation. I kind of like that idea, and certainly it sounds easy enough. It doesn't have to last. Well, it has to last as long as I do. Let's put it that way. Back to you, Gary. KK4JBQ.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ. Larry, I hadn't really thought about that particular fix. But I can see where that would work. Now, you know, I drove a truck for a lot of years, and I have had that to happen in the microphones on my 11-meter radios. And what I did was I stretched them out, not straight, but I got them to where the coils were not touching, and taped up both of them. I sprayed them with... I think it's called polyurethane spray, or I think that's what it was. It made it real stiff, and of course that stuff, after a fashion, it caked and got flaked off, and when it got dried out real good, and I pulled on it too hard. But I can see where that fix that Larry was telling you about would stretch a little bit, because that doesn't really get... completely firm. The only other thing you can do is, like you said, replace that microphone cord, but on some of the newer radios, they're really, really easy to replace. You can order them different places. Matter of fact, I ordered one for a radio here. All I had to do was take the microphone apart, and the cord had a little end on it, big rubber hard piece that went into the microphone, and then it had another little connector on it. You just slid that over some pins, and the other end came with the connector already on it. So, it was a little more expensive. I mean, you can buy them and do all the soldering and stuff yourself, but you might want to look into that as well. So, I mean, there's several different ways you can go about it. But I like that fix Larry was talking about up there at Candler. I hadn't thought about that, but that sounded... I'm saying Larry. I meant to say Harry. I'm talking to Larry. Well, man, that's getting confusing for me tonight. But Harry, the comment he made about the rubberized stuff that goes on your pliers, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that stuff is formulated to take some rough handling after it's cured. I just like that real well. So I'll look into that. And this has got... Oh, it's just brittle. That's what it is. And being stretchy like that, it's not very long. Oh, I would think that this thing is not much more than 3 feet long. If it's that much. That's a yard, isn't it? It's not a yard long. It's several inches short of a yard. So, I'm right next to the radio. I guess they didn't want it dangling down, you know, a trip hazard near the pedals, you know, being mobile like that. So it's short, and I'm putting it in a stretch every time I use it. So there you go, that constant movement type of thing. But I should think that, you know, it's a Kenwood product. I should think it'd be a little better built. Okay. I'll do my best to fix it. Thank you all for your help. Other than that, let's pray for a better world. I don't want to get any more political than that. Let's pray for a better world. This is KK4JBQ. Let's gear up some more check-ins, Gary. You have a good night. KK4JBQ.
Larry, well, I do see one up on Echo Link. I'm going to grab him in just a moment. One other thing I did have a thought about. You know that most of these microphone cords are still kind of rubbery, you know, like rubber. And, you know, it dries out. I wonder if you could maybe put something along the lines of a lotion or maybe Vaseline or something, you know, put a thin coat of that on there and kind of let it sit a little bit and then wipe it off and maybe rehydrate that the rubber a little bit. I don't know. That's another thought we might have to try out. just something off the top of my head there, Larry. But anyway, you and Miss Donna have a great evening. I'm going to grab this Echo Link station, and I'll come back to you and see if you want to comment on that. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KQLXD, Mark. We're just riding along tonight. We're down here in St. Petersburg. Probably be down here for a little while. St. Petersburg, Florida, but not on Callahan Mountain. So you and Larry and the rest of the net have a good evening, and we'll sit here and ride along and listen. So K2LXT back to KI4DOS.
It's KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K2LXD, Mr. Marsh, down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Marsh. Yeah, you have a great time down there in Florida. And be especially careful on your way back up here to us to Callahan Mountain when you head this way. But y'all have a great time and stay well and stay safe while you're out. Back to you, Larry, KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. What do you think about rehydrating that microphone cord?
KI4DOS, KK4JBQ. I like the idea, if I could just be certain that it would rehydrate. It wouldn't hurt if it relaxed it a little bit. As I said, it's a tight cord. It looks well built. Probably is. But it's starting to flake, you know, it's starting to come into pieces. And so all those breaks are where it's weakest, takes the most strain right now. And I don't think I'd want to soften it up with its current condition. I do like the things that I've heard tonight. I'm going to try some of that and see if I can't fix it. Now, part of the reason for me bringing it up, well, I appreciate the extra, you know, boatload of knowledge that this net provides to each and every one of us. But it also is something, I've once heard that if you want to do something, tell somebody you're going to do it. And then that'll stick with you more than just, you know, fuming about it for days. And this is what I've done. I've fumed about it for weeks. And you know, so now I'm on record, as they say. And one other thing I'd like to say. I'm aware that this is a privilege to be here. I'm well aware that I sat for tests to take the, you know, the necessary exams to have the privilege to be here. And so I show up. And I think it's a marvelous community of people and wealth of knowledge. I intend to continue as long as I can. I would just like to hear, I don't know quite how to say this. I would just like to hear other people be as, participate, you know, a little more. I'm not complaining now, but I hear all these voices checking in, and I know you've got a life. Let us know about it. Talk to us. You know, I don't exclusively talk about amateur radio here. Maybe I ought to. I don't know. But I enjoyed this net because from the day I pressed the talk button the first time, I heard people talk about the weather. I heard two people talk about their gardening. You and Ray were marvelous for that. And working on their vehicles, where their family was going to go for a little getaway, and how they enjoyed it when they got back. So all kinds of things can be a topic of interest to all kinds of people. I count on that. Because I come up with some doozies. I know. I'm just that way. I don't know if what I had to say there was of any encouragement to people, but I did intend it to encourage people to learn it. And we're all listening. And with that, I'll say good night, good evening to everybody. Let's hope tomorrow is a much better world when we wake up. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you. Good night, Gary.
KK4, hell's the guy's got a comment when you get to it. Y'all was talking about microphones. I'm on the third and on this 8900 since I've had it. I have that issue a lot.
Sorry you have that issue a lot, but, yeah, it comes with the territory, I guess, but, you know how that goes. But, Larry, thanks for being with us, and, yeah, a lot of people have what old Kit up there on the 6600 net used to call Mike Fright. You know, he said, pick that microphone up, it won't bite you. And so I told him one day, I said, Kit, I said, don't tell people that all the time. And he said, why is that? And I said, well, I've got an old static D104 microphone. And I reached over there to key it up one night, and it just bit the fool out of me. He said, well, how did it do that? I said, well, I had some wires in the wrong places. He started laughing at me. But, yeah, I said, don't tell people if the mic won't bite them. Because, you know, if it's wired wrong and something goes haywire in there, it might come back and bite you a little bit. But anyway, thanks for being with us, Larry. Thanks for the comments and all of that. As well, again, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. And over to KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. Andy, you say you're on your third mic cable on that 8900?
You got it. This is the third, and I've never had this in the car. It's always been in the house. You used as a fixed station radio, but this mic, I'm on right now, it's the third, and I got two or three others prior to this. Right at the bottom of the microphone, where the cable goes in and up where it goes into the module plug into the radio, it always has the tendency to go bad eventually. I'm expecting that any time somewhere down the line someone tell me that this thing here is acting up again, this. Well, after three, I kind of get aggravated about it, but one thing about it, This way you here's never been out in the sun a whole lot. Or nothing like it. It's always been inside, but you can look at a microphone off an old Clegg Mark III that was crystal controlling 2 meter transceiver. That mic cord that goes on that transceiver, I mean, it was practically undestructive. The only way you could damage it was if you cut it. These here, I don't know what it is. You know, I've heard Larry say about his radio there, but I think this is the third one. And then always at the bottom of the mic, and up where it goes into the radio, the modular plug, it has the tendency to eventually give way, and I have to do something eventually about it because it'll go to acting up and all. And anything that anybody can come up with, I'm all ears about it too. Back to you. KI4LZI. I didn't know it was also Kenwood's also.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, something that everybody should know, I just thought about it. I just learned that there is a bill in front of the United States Senate concerning amateur radio. It's the first bill, a national bill, in quite a while. One of the aspects of it is to take away HOA's ability to control antennas. Larry may be particularly interested in that. I don't know the details of just what it does, but it would be worth a phone call from everybody to the senators to support the bill. Second, my wife gave me a 3D printer for Christmas that I've been playing with it. I'm wondering if anybody else has had experience with one of those. Over.
Back over here with Andy, and then I'll come back to you. Andy, you were talking about where the cord breaks on these microphones. Those are the two biggest stress points, where it goes into the plug, going into the radio, and then at the bottom of the microphone. We don't hold those things in the same spot every time, and, we twist and turn and pull and that sort of thing on them. And, some of the older stuff, I got some real, real old radios and microphones here at the house that have been around for a lot of years. But the material is different. It's made out of a different material. I think they do it nowadays so that it's a throwaway society. You know, they're going to make it cheap so it won't last long. You'll have to throw it away and buy a new one. So I think maybe that's part of it. But I've got Kenwoods and Yazoos and ICOMs, and that's about all I've got here. Well, I do have a couple other different brand names here, but they all do the same thing. It's just not just just that one particular radio, so that or different brand. It's they're all subject to that. And we just do the best we can with them.
Oh, Elsie, I'm glad to hear it ain't just Larry's Kenwood. I bought this radio new in 06. Like I said, I'm on the third now, and that same spot, weak points, at any time I'm expecting something to come loose because the wiring that goes up into the microphone there, you can see all the different small wires that goes up in there just to show you how vulnerable it is. It's just a matter of opinion. And what he was talking about there, they had something on the state level about that too, about people who live in HOAs too. Some meeting sometimes supposed to meet down in Columbia about something concerning that too that Ed was talking about. Go ahead and pick him up. I just was throwing that in. I experienced this since I've had this. KI4LZI.
Well, I appreciate you throwing it out there. And, Larry will be happy to know that he's not the only one that has microphone cable problems. it happens to all of us. But thanks for your input, and we appreciate it. You take care over there, and hope you are continue to do well. And N4EDW, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard,
Yeah, he had that bill. They were having a meeting, and as a matter of fact, I can't remember if it was yesterday or next Wednesday. There was a whole bunch of folks going down to the Capitol, and I was asked to go down with them and Bill, and get there in time to go inside so we could show support for it. I don't know how that turned out, but again, I don't remember if it was yesterday, the 21st, or if it's the 28th or something like that. I don't remember exactly what day it is, but to my knowledge, it was on a Wednesday that they were going to do that down in Columbia.